Anna DeVlantis here. It's 2:18. The governor will be giving his daily briefing coming up here, bottom of the hour, about, 10 minutes or so from now, and we will carry it live as we have been doing the entirety of the briefing. Today, he is expected to extend the stay-at-home order until April 30th. That has leaked out. He was not happy about that, separate issue, but he will be talking, and we will be carrying it live. Meantime, let's talk about quarantine boredom. Is it setting in for you? Have you played all the board games in the house? We played Yahtzee yesterday. It was great. I really love Yahtzee. I'd forgotten how much I love Yahtzee. Maybe you watch Tiger King, that Netflix show everybody's talking about. Ozark, the entire season was unleashed this weekend. I got into that. Organize your sock drawer, and you're looking around. Like, what can I do? What is out? What, I'm just bored. Author Molly Page, she's a Chicagoan. She writes about 100 things to do in Chicago. She leads tours of the city, and really just has great ideas. And Molly, now you've agreed to figure out for us, and I think you have a list here of things to do while in quarantine in the Chicago
area. That is right.
How are you?
I am good. I'm coming to you from my closet, so this was a great opportunity for me to clean out my closet. So there's one thing that I didn't put on the list, but should be added.
Perfect. I love that. All the cleaning and organizing that's going on. It's like, wow, we're like Marie Kondo on steroids.
That's right.
She'd be proud. So what do you got? Give us a couple of ideas here, something we're not thinking about.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that has kept me really grounded and sane during this time is to keep moving. And I am so thankful that there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of options out there thanks to Zoom. You're familiar with Zoom, right?
My second grader uses it every day to connect with their class in the morning. And it's just precious. It's amazing.
Well, thank goodness for Zoom, right? Because early on, when I first started staying inside, both my yoga studio and also my meditation studio, bottom line yoga, room to breathe, they went online. And so I've been able to access classes and even get a little meditation in during this time, and it's keeping me sane. If you're not into yoga and meditation, don't worry, there's lots of other options that are out there. Chicago Magazine actually has this running list of remote workouts. So if you remote workouts in the that are available, if you Google how to sweat, stretch, and breathe during social isolation, Chicago Magazine has this list that they just keep adding to all different kinds of stuff. If you're a HIIT person, if you're a boxer, if you whatever kinds of workouts you like to do, you can do them in your living room.
Even if it's just simple stuff. How to sweat, stretch, and breathe. Okay, that's a great resource.
Yeah.
All right, so what if you want to feel like you're outdoors? One of the things I love is the museums are offering virtual tours, and there's a lot of that. You know, maybe you haven't been to the Louvre, and then you can see it. You can see some of this stuff now. We've seen what the Shedd Aquarium is doing with the penguins, the lovable penguins that have become so popular all across the country. A lot going on there, too.
Yes. So Google Arts and Culture is kind of a hub for that. So not only can you see a lot of our local museums, but like you said, museums all around the world. So it's, like I said, Google Arts and Culture is one hub. But what I have been so incredibly impressed about through these past couple weeks is seeing the creativity and ingenuity that some of our local tour companies have come up with. And one of my favorite tour companies in the city, Chicago Detours, they're doing happy hours. And so if you go to their website, Chicago Detours, they each night at 6 o'clock are doing little lectures about the city. And then on the weekends, they're doing live out on the street 40-minute tours of the city. And so if you want to watch them live, you can. Or if you miss them live, they are posting them on YouTube, so you can do them anytime you'd like. You can watch and learn and feel like you're outside while you're on your couch.
So they can do it because they're social distancing and just one or two people are doing it? Or how does that work?
So it's just the guide goes out. The guide is just not meeting a tour group. The guide goes out.
Thank you. Lori Lightfoot will get very mad at you. We just wanted to make sure before she finds your Twitter handle and chases you down.
Yes, no. They are going out, well, most of the time, through the week, their guides, Amanda, is standing, I'm guessing, in her living room and giving lectures and sharing about the city and the history of the city. And tonight, actually, she's going to be talking about some bad, I won't say the word because it's not family friendly, but wonderful women in Chicago's history. So that's something to look forward to tonight. But yeah, so they're doing all different styles and all different topics. But then on the weekends, they are braving. They're going outside one person at a time and taking filming virtual tours.
So cool. Really creative how everyone's kind of figuring this stuff out. And it maybe even helps you discover something you normally wouldn't if you were able to just go wherever you wanted to go. Another virtual tour on your list that I love, Jeffrey Bear. Who doesn't love Jeffrey Bear at WTTW? Just showing us all the places around the city and this great state. This is Chicago by L. It's that's a place to go, you said.
Really, really fun to watch. As you said, Jeffrey Bear is practically an institution in the city, right? He is definitely someone that we can trust, always coming up with fun topics to share. And right now on WTTW, that you can find Chicago by L streaming, and watch that and learn a little bit. And again, feel like you're traveling all around the city. Stay on your couch. Stay safe and inside.
And save lives, as the mayor says. Stay safe, save lives. That PSA she put out today is just amazing. Just what you're doing is just hanging out at home to help others. You know, the other thing is that's really cool for parents and for kids is a lot of people are reading. Like you see principals and teachers reading to the class and posting those videos. Dolly Parton just came out with a reading series. Chicago Parent Magazine is on your list too. I find them to be an amazing resource because they don't just like print a magazine 1 month and then update it the next. They have constantly updating minute by minute, day by day, of things to do and dates that are changing, all kinds of stuff like that.
Yes, Chicago Parent Magazine has another, like that workout list that I was mentioning before. Chicago Parent Magazine is doing virtual story times for kids. They have a list that they're updating on their website that kind of runs the gamut. And even if, like myself, I don't have kids, but I still like a story time, right? And so one podcast that I love, LeVar Burton does a podcast, LeVar Burton Reads, and he reads stories that are more adult friendly, right? Like not just necessarily picture books, but short stories. And I have heard, I don't think it's been finalized yet, but he is in talks and is rumored to try to do something live streaming so that we can, those of us who are fans of reading Rainbow back in the day, right? We get to enjoy that as adults.
Awesome. Molly Page, I knew you'd come through for us. Where can people find you and all the ideas that you have?
My website is mollypg.com, mollypage.com, or you can find me. My favorite right now way to connect with people and interact has been Instagram. I am loving all the pictures and touring Chicago by looking at everybody's beautiful pictures, and my Instagram handle is Molly, MOLLYPG.
Thank you, Molly. Good hearing from you. Be well.
Thank you, Anna.